Leaders. You're listening to Leaders.com.
Alhamdulillah wa kafa. Wassalamun ala ibadihi allazina istafa. Amma ba'd, a'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. وجعلنا من بين أيديهم سدا ومن خلفهم سدا فأغشيناهم فهم لا يبصرون صدق الله العظيم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين اللهم صل على سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمد النبي الأمي وعلى آله وسلم تسليما اللهم صل على سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمد النبي الأمي وعلى آله وسلم تسليما اللهم صل على سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمد النبي الأمي وعلى آله وسلم تسليما Honorable brothers in Islam, mothers and sisters that are listening, inshallah, just to continue from where we had left off, Surah Yasin, verse number 9, in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has described the condition of the people when they saw Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Instead of accepting the truth, they rejected Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the Quran has given an example that don't think by turning away from Haqq and embracing your desire that you are going to get sukoon, contentment. In fact, kufr is suffocation. One needs to understand this. Kufr is suffocation. It's a very, very difficult life in which you are totally alone. And Allah says this, it's like a wall that is behind you, a wall in front of you, it is squeezing you, and from the top there is a covering and you can't see nothing. And so one very important lesson from this ayat-e-kareema that we learn is that a person should never be so stubborn and he must never allow his ego to take control of himself that he would not be prepared to accept the guidance that is given to him. Taking guidance and accepting the truth when somebody is telling you nicely that this is right and this is wrong. The most intelligent person is that person, and the best character of a person is that person who will take guidance from the people, from the right people that are around him. And who is better than Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam? And so Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said that arrogance is not that if Allah has given you wealth, you wear good clothes, you have a good car, you have a good house, you have a good business, you're traveling, you decide to stay in a good hotel. That is all fine. Because Allah has given you wealth. And that wealth does not mean that you live in impoverished condition, because Allah has given you ni'mah, so you use it. But what is the definition of takabbur, arrogance? And Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has given us an amazing understanding. He said the real takabbur, arrogance in a person is a person who rejects the truth. What did he say? That is takabbur. So you can be a poor man, a man who lives in a hut,
You've got no money whatsoever. You don't even have a bicycle. But you can be a mutakabbir person. You can be a man of great arrogance inside you. Gareeb bhi to mutakabbir hote hai, gareeb log. Yun nahi ke bichare koi maldar par hi hum kahe ke yehi mutakabbir hai. Nahi, nahi bhai. Takabbur and arrogance, which will shut the door for a person of barakat, is when he is going to reject haq, the truth, when people are guiding him to the right direction. That is why when children get married, you need to get an honest opinion from your parents also, from the people that are around you. Why? Because the bias already sets in when you like someone. You didn't understand? The bias already sets in when you like somebody. And not necessarily you liking or loving somebody has to be the right person for you. There has to be so many other things that you have to look at. Because this is what you call life partnership. Ye koi aisi partnership nahi hai ke bhai, you know, for a few months and then we can end it. Oh, life partnership. And this life partnership demands a lot of scrutiny. Demands a lot of, you know, looking into. To isi liye kaha gaya hai ke bhai, a person needs to take mashwara independently from the right people so that the bias that is there can be neutralized, can be taken into control. The children need to respect parents. The musalli need to respect the imam. Listen to the waaz. Listen to the lectures. Why? Because these are the words of Allah and His Rasul. What are we talking about? Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nothing but Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And this is what our Nabi has said. The most stone-hearted, arrogant, stubborn person is that person who will not accept the truth. And sadly, the people of Makkah decided that they were not going to accept Huzur alayhi salam. And that is why we Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives an analogy previously that it is like as if they have an iron collar touching their chin, which is locked, which does not allow them to see around them, which does not allow them to see underneath, which is not giving them free access, free movement. They've become so obstinate, stubborn, that we are not going to accept him. We are not going to accept Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And so what happened to them? They were nothing but losers. So that is why, my respected brothers, listening to the elders, listening to the people who have wisdom, boro ka mashwara lena, nek logo se mashwara lena. The right people you speak to for the right guidance. People who have an understanding of the Quran. This is something which is very, very important. Today, unfortunately, we are meeting and talking with the wrong people. And when we are meeting and talking and taking advice from the wrong people, what will happen? A lot of people require some kind of a therapy, someone that is going to counsel them, someone that is going to, you know, talk to them for whatever personal issues they have. Now you are going to that person who is a kafir. What is he? So what is he going to give you guidance? How is he going to sort out your marriage? Because his pure understanding is pure liberalism. What is it? purely. There's no concept of the importance of making sure that your family is as one unit, that your children remain firm on their deen. There's no such thing as that to them. So we need to go and speak to the right people. And when we go to the wrong people, and then what happens, the results are totally wrong. Isiliye kabhi kabhi operation ka bhi masla hota hai. Log puchte hain, Mauli sahab, kya kare, this operation, go ahead, kya nahi. Main hamesha kehta hoon, bhai, consult a Muslim surgeon first. Kya hai? Because that is his field. That is his field. And if he's a Muslim, then alhamdulillah, he will have the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he will give you the right guidance. Okay, is it worth going through this operation or is it not worth? Other people might say something else to you, but someone who understands that one day I have to stand in front of my Allah. And there is someone who shares the kalima, who is asking advice from me. To isiliye mere azizo, ye stubborn banna bahut bahut buri aadat hai. This was the feature and the quality of shaitan. Shaitan is very, very stubborn. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, a person should be, you know, very flexible, very open for the good reasons. Al-mu'minu ghirrun kareemun. Allah's Nabi has said, a mu'min is a very soft-hearted person. MashaAllah. Soft-hearted people. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us all the tawfiq. But khair, before we proceed further, ulama under this ayat-e-kareema, which is Surah Yasin, ayat number 9. Kaunsi ayat hai? 9. وَجَعَلْنَا مِن بَيْنِ أَيْدِيهِمْ سَدَّا وَمِنْ خَلْفِهِمْ سَدًّا فَأَغْشَيْنَاهُمْ فَهُمْ لَا يُبْصِرُونَ. Ayat number 9. Is ayat-e-kareema ko yaad kar leni chahi. Waise to I said Surah Yasin, all of us, we must memorize this chapter as we are going through the tafsir. But certain ayats of the Quran have been treated as important wazaif, as important wazaif, and they assist a person during the lifetime. So some of the ulama, ghaliban, if I'm not mistaken, Hazrat Ali radiyallahu ta'ala an ki taraf ye baat mansoob hai ghaliban, that if you are struggling to get married and if you are not finding the right partners, then a person should read Surah Yasin every day and make dua. Every day you must read Surah Yasin and make dua. InshaAllah ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will open the doors for you. So Surah Yasin bhi kya hai? Pad leni chahiye. Taake munasib jora mil jaye. Our ulama have mentioned that this ayat-e-kareema is an ayat that kind of not literally will hypnotize a person, but it will make that person think in your favor. It will make that person think in your favor. So imagine you have to go for a court case. All of a sudden the police have stopped you and they interrogate you and they say, come to the police station. Or, you know, all of a sudden there's something difficult. Then what you do is you read this ayat, وَجَعَلْنَا مِن بَيْنِ أَيْدِيهِمْ سَدًّا وَمِنْ خَلْفِهِمْ سَدًّا فَأَغْشَيْنَاهُمْ فَهُمْ لَا يُبْصِرُونَ, and blow it in their direction. Blow it in their direction. Kitne pate ki baat maine aapko bataya. Dekha? Faida to hai. And read this verse and blow it in their direction and you will see that his entire attitude will change. Hamare Hazrat Maulana Zulfiqar sahab ne ek martaba bayan mein kaha, he said this, that I have given this wazifa to more than 50,000 people. And they have always spoken to me very positively with this ayat-e-kareema. There's a lot of power in the Quran. Sometimes you might have a very nagging mother-in-law. Kaisi hogi? Nagging mother-in-law. Ab mother-in-law ko to kaun control kar sakta hai? Mauli sahab bhi thoda control kar sakta hai. Mauli sahab ki bhi to mother-in-law hai. Lekin meri mother-in-law to control mein hai. Jazakallah. Lekin mother-in-law ko kaun control kare? تو بھئی مدر ان لو کے سامنے بھی ڈاٹر ان لو اٹھے اور اگر کبھی کوئی ایسا مسئلہ ہو بھئی not necessarily mother in laws are you know going to give you تکلیف الحمدللہ you know you have the best of mother in laws also perfect really nice mother in laws and Allah keep it that way and you have also the best of daughter in laws and whether the daughter in laws a bit difficult to tackle or is it a mother in law to tackle or anyone for that matter Then just read in the morning as you wake up or in their direction. وَجَعَلْنَا مِن بَيْنِ أَيْدِهِمْ سَدًّا وَمِن خَلْفِهِمْ سَدًّا فَأَغْشَيْنَاهُمْ فَهُمْ لَا يُبْصِرُونَ And inshallah when you continue reading this, you will see that the heart will become soft and soft and soft and reconciliation and mashallah solution will be there. So ye wazaif jo hai na, bahut achhe hai. In your employment, you are working somewhere. And some way in your employment, maybe your manager or your supervisor or someone that is next to you is a bit of a problem for you. Again, read this wazifa. وَجَعَلْنَا مِن بَيْنِ أَيْدِهِمْ پَرْتِ کئی عورتیں ہوتی ہیں بیچاری ان کے شوہر ان کے لیے difficult ہوتے ہیں. The husband is also very very hard on them. Then also to take control of your husband, read this wazifa. وَجَعَلْنَا مِن بَيْنِ أَيْدِهِمْ سَدًّا وَمِن خَلْفِهِمْ سَدًّا فَأَغْشَيْنَاهُمْ فَهُمْ لَا يُبْصِرُونَ Ab don't look at them, stare at your husband and say, وَجَعَلْنَا مِن بَيْنِ أَيْدِهِمْ Who gave you this? مولانا محمد صاحب مسجد عمر. They'll come strangle me. بھائی no. Do it in a very subtle way. What is it? سویا ہو. تو بھائی پھونک مار لو ذرا پھونک مارو پھونک سویا ہے پھونک مارو شوہر پر پھونک مارو کہ یہ شوہر تمہارا بن جائے تو وَجَعَلْنَا مِن بَيْنِ أَيْدِهِمْ سَدًّا وَمِن خَلْفِهِمْ سَدًّا فَأَغْشَيْنَاهُمْ فَهُمْ لَا يُبْصِرُونَ Some scholars have mentioned in some kitabs it has been mentioned it's not a hadith or anything like that that when Rasul صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم had seen some of the kuffar then He read this verse, وَجَعَلْنَا مِن بَيْنِ أَيْدِهِمْ سَدًّا وَمِن خَلْفِهِمْ سَدًّا It is said that when he was about to move from Makkah to Medina and Hijrat, then they had laid a siege to his house. Hazrat Ali was inside. And all the kuffar were there. They did not want Huzur alayhi salam to move. And so Allah's Nabi opened the door and he read this ayat. And he blew it in front of them and he walked in front of them and they were blind, they could not even see him. And it also in the tafsir where we talk about this iron collar, that it was Abu Jahl who said, you know what, I am going to make sure that Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam does not pray namaz in the haram. And I'm going to take a stone and throw it on his head, aliyazu billah, to give him maximum injury. And so when Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went to the haram and was about to pray namaz, he said to his cronies, look at me, he picked up a stone, and as he was about to throw, the chin got locked, where the Quran says, you know, that we have the power to take control of your entire body like an iron collar that has locked you. And his hands got locked. And his hands got locked and the stone just fell from his hands. And so people are saying, Abu Jahl, go and do it. But what is he going to do? He could not do nothing. So these were the mu'jizat, clear miracles that were in front of them, but yet stubbornness. When this disease comes into the heart that I am not going to accept anyone but myself. Nobody can give me mashwara. I am always right. My wife is wrong. My children are wrong. My brothers are wrong. My imam is wrong. I am right. this attitude, this bimari, this is un-Islamic, and this is against the sunnah of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. People like Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala an would listen to even women that were walking past, and they would stop him and they say, Amirul Mu'mineen, we want to give you advice. Amirul Mu'mineen would say, yes, I will listen to you. And if it is not against Allah and His Rasul, I will take on board your advice. So to be open, and especially to be open in front of those people who have taqwa, God-fearing people. Kabhi maa ne kuch kaha, to usko dil se kabul kare, tumhari maa hai bhai. Kabhi abba ne tumhe kaha, to abba ki baat ko dil se kabul karo, wo tumhare abba hai. Your elder brother has said something to you, your family member, your well-wisher is saying something to you. Don't compare your well-wisher to your mates that are in college and university that don't care about you. Don't listen to them. Listen to the people who are going to be with you at difficult moments. So very important lesson that we learn from the Quran, that these people, the people of Makkah, saw the face of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam, but the team of Abu Jahl and his followers and most of these people, Allah says, فَهُمْ لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ. یہ مسلمان ہونے والے نہیں. اللہ میری آپ کی حفاظت فرمائے. This was verse number 9. And then verse number 10, very quickly, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, وَسَوَاءٌ عَلَيْهِمْ أَأَنذَرْتَهُمْ أَمْ لَمْ تُنذِرْهُمْ لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ. Oh my Nabi, it is the same. Whether you want them or you don't want them, I am telling you they are not going to bring iman. I am telling you they are not going to bring iman. Now, there is a question that might come to your mind. That if Allah has already told Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam they are not going to bring iman, whether you want them, you don't want them, then why should Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam want them? What is the hikmat? Understand, my respected brothers and elders. Everything should be understood in the right context. The mizaj, the character of a Nabi is very different. The character of a Nabi is such that if he speaks about Allah and his Rasul and Jannat to someone, and if they reject that truth that is put in front of them, it gives them a lot of pain. And it gives them such pain that sometimes they take it in them and it affects their own health. It affects their own. That is why in the Quran Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said, لَعَلَّكَ بَاخِعٌ نَفْسَكَ عَلَىٰ آثَارِهِمْ إِن لَمْ يُؤْمِنُوا. O my Nabi, are you going to kill yourself, destroy yourself for them if they don't bring iman? This was his attitude. Ya Allah, why are they not bringing iman? When I am the Nabi of Allah, I have seen Jannat, I have seen Jahannam, what will happen to them? So this mission of Nabuwat was so serious, of a Nabi, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had to console his Nabi, that look, what you are doing is right, you have done your work. But they are not going to tread the right path. They don't want to follow you. And I am going to tell you about the future because I have the knowledge of everything. La yu'minun. O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you don't do gham. You don't do gham. Don't go to that level of suffering and anxiety because you have done your job, but they are not prepared to follow the right path. They don't want to accept. Subhanallah al-azim. If they don't want to accept you, you have done your work. La yu'minun, they are not going to accept iman. So this was to console, to give some consolation to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, ke tum to apna kaam kar rahe ho, lekin ye log apna kaam nahi kar rahe. Now a very important question, which we are about to answer, especially in the current climate where we have so many people that are influenced by atheism. The most foolish people in the world are the atheists. What are they? Wo kehte hain na sabse डोबे किस्म के लोग, दाफ्त, पागल, अहू द एथिस्ट. बट सैडली दिस डिजीज ऑल्सो इज प्रेवलेंट. भाई डज दिस आयत मीन अलियाजु बिल्ला दैट अल्लाह डज नॉट वॉन्ट टू गिव हिदायत टू पीपल, दैट अल्लाह डिड नॉट वॉन्ट टू गिव ईमान एंड इस्लाम टू पीपल, इज दिस वॉट इट मीन? So open your ears and open your heart and understand this very important topic that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala only wants to give hidayat. What does He want to do? One of His names is Al-Hadi. What is His name? Al-Hadi. And Al-Hadi means the one who gives hidayat. The one who gives hidayat. That is His power. He gives hidayat. Then why is it that these are the people that Allah is saying they are not going to accept Iman? Let us look into this topic and understand. Number one, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created this dunya in such a way that He has placed His signs everywhere. He has placed His signs everywhere. Bhai, agar aapne Toyota ki gari dekhi, kya dekhi? Toyota. So what comes to your mind when you look at Toyota? Who have designed, who are the Japanese? Toyota. To is gari ko banane wale log kaun hai? Japanese. Japanese banate achha hi hai hamesha. Toyota's are one of the best cars you can get. It always starts. British cars, kuch chalta nahi hai. French cars ki to baat hi chodo. Lekin Toyota, Japanese log, pata nahi what wazifa they pray. Probably waj'alna min bayni aydihim. Always starts. Number 10 gari hoti hai Toyota. Theek hai? Now Mercedes, BMW, when you look at that logo, label, what is he telling you? Who has designed this car? The Germans. The Germans have done this car. You see, anything in the world, when you look at it, you will know the background picture that the people who have designed, manufactured, have made this item are a group of people that come from this part of the world and this is who they are. All that information is in your heart. Har cheez hoti hai. Raste kisne banaye, building kisne banaye, Haramain Sharifain ki building aap dekhe. MashaAllah, in the early 80s, it was all the Turks that had made the Haramain and Sharifain. Everything you see has got some information and you accept that information. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what He has done, He has created everything and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has put His signature in everything. Allah is saying, first of all, you are saying, how will guidance be given to you? My signature is everything. Go up and look at the sun. Ask yourself, did Japanese people create the sun? China ne sun banaya? Everything is made in China. The sun is made in China. Who has made the sun? Did Jesus say in the Bible, anywhere in the Bible, I made the sun, I made the moon. 33 million gods of Hindus. Kitne? Kitne gods hai? 33 million. I'm not making a mockery of any religion. No, no. It's a fact. Google it. 30 million say 33 million gods. Anybody can be a god. From a snake to a mouse to a rat to you name it. Even the man's private organ is worshipped. So, bhai, from the 33 million gods that are out there, has anybody made a claim? I made the moon. I made the stars. I gave you Umar Farooq two eyes. I made your nose. Anybody making a claim? Koi hai? Kisi ne claim banaya? Kisi ne bhi? Allah has put His signature everywhere. Allah is saying, I made the sun. I made the moon. I made the seven oceans. The fishes inside, I have created them. I gave you air, oxygen to breathe. Seven heavens, my making. Seven earths, my making. The birds, my doing. The insects, my doing. Anbiya, everything, you name it, what you see, it's my signature. That is Allahu Akbar. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, are you going to be so blind? You know, subhanallah, traveling from Umrah and coming towards Heathrow. And then, when you look at the clouds, like cotton buds, like clouds. Ye fluffy clouds, Allah ne banaye. Kabhi aapne socha hai, if Allah made the clouds very hard, could your flights fly up? Subhanallah. Allah has designed his dunya in such a way that he knows a time will come that people will want to fly the aircraft. And subhanallah, so much load is going up and going down and crashing through the clouds and by the stars, the navigation system that is there, it's telling them exactly where the airport is. Ana kya majal hai kisi ki ke itni tarakki kare, wo to mera Rab hai. It's not you know, in the cockpit, the gadgets that you have, it is the stars that my Allah has created. It is information that Allah gave you, the material. So Allah is saying, I have put my sign, signature everywhere. Is there anyone who is putting a claim? Koi hai, bataye mujhe, koi hai claim wala. Ke kisi ne claim lagaya ho ke I made this. I created the shark, I created the whale. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying to the Arabs, you know, local people, for them, in Makkah, the only animal they knew was what? The camel. An amazing creature, the camel. Itni intense heat mein wo bichara janwar chalta rehta hai. Miles and miles it is walking. Heat. Subhanallah. It does not require food. It does not require so much water, but a bit of water. In fact, it gives you water in its humps. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is speaking to the common man. أَفَلَا يَنْظُرُونَ إِلَى الْإِبِلِ كَيْفَ خُلِقَتْ O people, look at the camel. Who created the camel? يَنْظُرُونَ إِلَى الْإِبِلِ You know, this is the animal that you people know. Look at the shape of this animal. Look at the fur. Look at it internally, externally. Who is the creator of this animal? Allah is saying, you go to the zoo, look at the animals. Kabhi lion ko dekho, cheetah ko dekho, zebra ko dekho, leopard ko dekho, subhanallah, cats ko dekhe, birds ko dekhe, rang barang. Allah has beautified it with beautiful colors. Today, to get your house painted, the right colors is difficult. You won't know what is the right color, but the beautiful colors on the feathers of the bird, the colors on the fishes, subhanallah, the skin, the fur that is there, subhanallah, upon the animals. Look at the beautiful designing of Allah. Kya khubsurti Allah ne banaye. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, everything Allah has put his own claim in the Quran. I haven't got time to read all the verses of the Quran. Everything of this dunya, the heavens, Allah has put his own claim. This is my creation. Kiski creation hai? Meri creation hai. And I create how I will. Kun fayakun. Kun fayakun. I don't need builders. I don't need people. I don't need an agency. I don't need a group of malaika to do anything. Kun fayakun. What Allah desires, it happens. So all of these signs in this dunya, Allah is saying, are whose signs? For you to see that the signature belongs to who? Allah. Number two, to give hidayat and guidance to people, Allah sent more than 100,000 prophets. How many? More than 100, in around 8,000 years. Kitne years? Dunya ki zindagi itni hai. 8,000 to 9,000 years. Adam alayhi salam, until now. 9,000 years. In 8,000 to 9,000 years, more than 100,000 messengers. Kitne? 100. And these are messengers that we know, they are, possibly there is even more. all of them. And Allah says, my mercy is, وَإِمْ مِنْ أُمَّةٍ إِلَّا خَلَى فِيهَا نَذِيرٌ. Even in the Amazon jungle, any community formed, I have sent a messenger. I have sent a warner. It's different, they accept or they don't accept. So, itne sare nabi bhi aaye, number two. Number three, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then he's saying, inna khalaqna al-insana min nutfatin amshaj. You know, Allah is saying, insan, I will tell you your beginning. You are created from a drop of sperm. From a drop of sperm. Then I made you into insan. But why? How did I create you? Nabtalihi. Allah is saying, so that I can test you. So what are we being? Why are we here in this dunya? So that we are being? But then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says something amazing. We are testing you. فَجَعَلْنَاهُ سَمِيعًا بَصِيرًا. And we have made for you eyes and ears for you to see and for you to hear. Why is Allah talking about this? Allah is saying, my signature is everywhere. 100,000 Anbiya came. I created you and then I gave you the vital organs for you to see, for you to speak, for you to understand, for your mind to comprehend, for you to decide. So that independently you should make the right decision. I gave you all the tools that you needed. You are not disabled. Because anyone who is a disabled person, he does not qualify for the test. A disabled person does not qualify for a... Wo to bichara mazoor hai, usne to jannat mein jana. But if you have all the faculties, all the organs are intact, then Allah is saying, you are independent in this world and I have given you the free choice, the freedom to choose what is right and what is wrong. And this is mentioned in the fourth ayat, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, inna hadaynahu sabil. And then I have given you all the tools, everything is out there. Imma shakira wa imma kafura. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, I am going to give you I have put inside you this mechanism. That is freedom of choice, freedom of your will. This is something that you have the power of. And you will choose what you want for yourself. Either you can be a Muslim or either you can be a kafir. That is up to you. And then, after all of these asbab of hidayat that Allah Pak has given us, my respected brothers, if someone is saying, I am not interested in Islam, I am not interested in Allah. I am not interested in the Quran. I am not interested upon Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Then let me tell you one thing. Islam is very independent. Allah is a summit. If you are not interested in Allah, then Allah is not interested in you. If you are not interested in Allah, then Allah is also not interested. Tumhare andar koi aisi sone dhage jo hai na, sone ki cheez lagi nahi hai, ke bhai you are such of value. If you are not interested, and look at how independent Allah is saying, don't even give salam to a kafir. Nahi samajh mein baat hai. What is the Muslim greeting? Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. I know it's tiring, brothers. You are fasting, sitting. Allah give you jazai khair. Allah accept your roza. Few more minutes, inshallah. So, assalamu alaikum is your Muslim greeting. Can you greet like this to someone who has no iman? Why? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, I am so independent. If someone has not accepted my name, assalam, what is Allah's name? Assalamu. And what does assalamu mean? The one who will give you peace and security. If you are not accepting me who is assalam, then you have no right also that a Muslim should give you assalam. To ghair Muslim ko tum kya ko? Hello, how are you? Everything okay? Enjoying the day? Bas aisi baat karo. But you can't say, if you say assalamu alaikum, you are sinful. What are you? So independent. Deen, Islam is so independent. Islam does not follow anything. You want to follow, you follow my Nabi. Islam does not, Islam is very independent. You can't even give salam. Can't even give salam. Say, Basil, what do you say? Salaam alaikum, bichare. Musalman nahi hote. Then you just quickly look at them and say, how are you? Everything okay, ha? Good day. Salaam, jawab nahi de sakte. Subhanallah. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is so independent, even in dunya. Allah is saying, the people who don't believe in me, what right have they got to take the zakat of the Muslims? Nahi baat samajh mein aayi? The people who don't have iman, they don't believe in me. Ye mujhe sajda nahi karte hai. To unhe kya haq banta hai ke musalman ki halal kamai hui, musalman ka paisa halal hai. The halal kamai of a Muslim, how can it be given to them? Can it be given to them? Zakat cannot be given but to a Muslim. But to a... This is to show you that Allah needs no one. Of course, this is different. That out of His infinite mercy, Allah is giving money, Allah is giving health, Allah is giving children, Allah is giving wealth, Allah is giving everything what He wants to give to everyone. That is different, even to the animals. But in relationship to a believer, to Allah, Allah is teaching the people of Iman that you are different and they are different. Your loyalty is different and they are different. And this is what we need to understand, my respected brothers, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given hidayat to insan, and that is what Allah wants. But at times in the Quran, to console and to, you know, give some satisfaction to a Nabi, to tell him that you are doing your work, don't put the blame on yourself. Allah will fast forward His knowledge by telling that Nabi that, look, you have done your work, but it is just not written for them. And not written for them does not mean that Allah does not want them. It means that their actions, the free will that Allah gave them, they are so stubborn, they will not choose you. And because Allah has the knowledge of their actions of the future, Allah is informing that to the Nabi. Allah is informing that to the Nabi. So never ever think that, subhanallah, you know what, there is no space in Jannah. If all of the people become Muslims, then they will be, you know, Lord... kya kehte hai, scheduling, and it will be difficult. Bhai, jagah nahi hai. Jaise kya hotel mein jagah nahi mili. Kya hotel mein jagah nahi mili. Jannat mein to bahut jagah hai. Jannat mein to kya hai? Bahut jagah. It doesn't mean that Allah had to make Jahannam because there is no space in Jannat. No. In fact, the last person to go to Jannah, the last person to go to Jannah, he will go to Jannah, he will be at the doorstep and he will look at Jannah. Subhanallah, how beautiful it is. He will whisper to Allah Pak, you've got me to the door. Can you just slightly open the door? And I'll just want to put one foot inside. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will also play this game with him. Chalo bhai. Farishte ko kahenge, Jannat ka darwaza kholo, door will be last person to go. And he will, the doors will open, the gates will open and he will enter. And when he looks at Jannah, subhanAllah, how beautiful this Jannah is. If Allah has designed this dunya beautiful, imagine how Jannah will be. So when he looks there, he looks there, he looks there, then again he'll say, you know, I've made so many requests to my Allah, and He's been giving it to me. I'll just say to Allah once more time, Allah Pak, please, you know, can I find a spot somewhere here, a space somewhere here? Mil jaye mujhe koi jagah. Allah Pak kahenge, ha ha. Go and look for a space for you. Bichara, he'll go inside and he'll look, and wherever he goes, occupied. Knock at the door, can I come in, can I shake? No, sorry. Sorry. Everybody is saying sorry to him. There's not a single space that can be given to this soul, bichara. He'll be standing there and he'll say, Ya Allah, there is no one. Jannat has been occupied Is it that I came too late? Is it that I came too late? Why you are talking about Umar Allah? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying to him, now you lived in dunya, do you remember dunya? He'll say, yes, I remember dunya. How big is the earth? How big is the breath? How big is the earth? The circumference. Ye dunya kitni bari hai? Say, dunya to bahut bari hai, ya Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will say to him, I'm going to ask my angels to take you to your jannat. Your jannat is as big as 10 earths that you were living in. 10 times this dunya. 10 times this dunya. That is how the last person's jannat will be. Then imagine this ummah that will be the first ummah to go to jannah. So my respected brothers and elders, ye topic kuch hai, to Allah mujhe aapko samajhne ki taufeeq de. Subhanallah al-azim. Allah has given us the hidayat, and we should be very proud of who we are, and we should continue our good works. This is something that is very, very important. And we should have this affiliation with the people of Iman, this relationship. And we should always be caring and sharing for one another. And this is the bonding that is required. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us all the tawfiq. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Allahumma salli ala